I'm James Stewart, and this is Timeline from VPR Classical, a journey into the events, characters, and concepts that help shape our Western musical tradition. In this episode, we will discuss the music of the 15th century French composer Guillaume du Fayi and how the lines that defined secular and sacred music began to blur in the late Middle Ages and early Renaissance. Guillaume du Fayi was brought up as a choir boy in the Combray Cathedral in France. He learned his craft not from traditional academic study, but most likely from being a performer and serving as a music copyist for the older composers at the cathedral. As a young man, he was employed by the Malatesta family in Pesaro, Italy, where he was commissioned to write many secular works. He later returned to church work and eventually became a member of the most famous musical establishment of the time, the Papal Choir. Du Fayi had a long and successful career as a church musician and a composer of secular and sacred music. He was acknowledged by many of his contemporaries to be the leading composer of the day. During the time of du Fayi, a particular method of composition was developed for use in the church, especially for the composition of the Mass. It was becoming standard practice to take an existing melody, a chant usually, something ancient and familiar, and use that as the basis, the foundation of an entire work. The melody would be introduced in the lowest voice, called the tenor, where it was usually played or sung very slowly, as new melodic lines were written on top in harmony. We call this a tenor mass. What you are hearing is a secular French song, a ballade, by Guillaume du Fayi, entitled C'est les faces pales. What you are hearing now is an excerpt from a tenor mass that Guillaume du Fayi composed entitled Missa C'est les faces pales. This tenor mass uses the ballade that we just heard earlier as the basis for the rest of the composition. Apparently, du Fayi is the first composer to take a secular song and use it in a sacred context. What's even more important is that du Fayi used this technique so well that it influenced composers for the next century. Find out more about Guillaume du Fayi and explore the timeline whenever you like at vpr.net/classical.